From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt spoke with reporters about President Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
The president made a very courageous decision yesterday in behalf of America. He put America's interests first with respect to environmental agreements and international discussions. He heard many voices across a wide spectrum of vantage points, and the president made a very informed and, I think, thoughtful and important decision for the country's benefit.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Mr. Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during his presidential campaign. Pruitt did acknowledge that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. Speaking at an economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin joked about allegations that Moscow was involved in computer hacking during last year's presidential election in the U.S. or colluded with aides to President Trump before he took office. U.S. intelligence services say Russia hacked the U.S. Democratic National Committee last year to harm the campaign of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who political analysts say Putin despised. U.N. Security Council has increased international pressure on North Korea to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and four companies to its sanctions list. United States, which drafted the resolution in consultation with China, took a strong stance, with U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley declaring that all options remain on the table for dealing with North Korea. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis said today the United States was encouraged by China's effort to restrain North Korea. He made the comments during the annual Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. We get more now from VOA's Bill Ide in Singapore.
Expect North Korea to get its fair share of attention during the conference, a key focus of President Donald Trump. Given Trump's follow-through Thursday to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Accords, his decision to dump the Trans-Pacific Partnership and calls to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, concerns about economic policy direction are spilling over into the realm of security. China's recent construction of artificial islands in the South China Sea is also drawing attention, whether Beijing likes it or not. That includes militarization of Beijing's man-made beachheads in those hotly contested waters. Bill Ide, VOA News, Singapore.
At least four Afghans were killed when more than 1,000 protesters demanding security, better security, clashed with riot police in Kabul. Witnesses say police fired live rounds into the air to disperse the stone-throwing demonstrators. Public anger and demonstrations have been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, one of the worst attacks since 2001, leaving 90 dead, 450 others wounded. Islamic State appears to be engaging in a war of words with Philippine authorities, insisting an attack on a casino in Manila was the work of one of its fighters. Philippine officials have repeatedly downplayed any possible links between the deadly incident early Friday and IS, describing it as a botched robbery. In all, 36 people died. UN member states elected six countries to temporary seats on the Security Council. The UN body responsible for maintaining international peace and security. Here's VOA's Mil Arcega.
Starting January 1st, 2018, Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea, Kuwait, Poland, and Peru will serve two-year terms, while the Netherlands will join for 1 year in a special arrangement with Italy. The vote in the UN General Assembly generated little suspense, as regional groups had already decided among themselves which countries to put up as their candidates, and there was no competition for the seats. Candidates easily garnered the two-thirds majority of votes required on the first round of ballots.
That is Mil Arcega reporting. UN analyst Richard Gowan, a fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations, tells VOA it's unlikely any of the incoming members will fundamentally alter the Security Council's dynamics. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.